Hey guys, I want to thank everyone for showing up. It's a big day for the Miami Dolphins. Very exciting day for our organization as we, as our media relations has announced earlier today, we have re-signed Brent Grimes to a multi-year deal, and we're excited to have him and his family as members of our Dolphins organization going forward. My exposure to Brent has been over the last few years has always been on the opposite sideline and watching him intercept balls and hurt my team. But I'm excited to have him on my team now. And just into my exposure, obviously coming in here as I evaluated our roster, you know, he always jumped up. His physical talent as well as his competitive nature were always things that I valued and was excited about. And as I got got into the organization and got to interact with him and just to talk with Coach Philbin and his coaching staff about the positive, high character, upbeat personality that he brings to our organization. We were very excited to lock him up to a multi-year deal and very excited to have him as part of the Miami Dolphins. I also want to thank his representation, Ben Dogra, who worked alongside with Don Aponte through the negotiation process. It was always productive, very professional. And I would also like to thank Stephen Ross, our owner, with his commitment and support to bringing in player acquisition here. So at this point, I would like to introduce Brent Grimes.
Wow. Well, this is awesome. You know, to hear the Dennis talk about me like that and to know that the organization feels that way about me is a great feeling. I mean, I've been in this league a while, and I actually feel appreciated here, and that was a big thing for me. And I just want to say thank you to the whole Dolphins organization, starting with Stephen Ross, of course, for, you know, being the owner and making a final decision that he really wants to, you know, pay to keep me here. And then I thank Coach Philbin, go to Coach Coyle, Coach Lou, JB, Coach Blue, all of them, all the defensive coaches had a great deal in my success this year, and I greatly appreciate it. And then I have to thank my beautiful wife, Miko, for dealing with me all year and keeping me right, getting me up sometimes when that alarm goes off. She does a lot of things for me, getting the meals right, keep me right. But I mean, I'm just happy. I mean, I'm really happy about this, and this is what I wanted. This is where I wanted to be, and I'm glad it all worked out. I mean, my agent did a great job because, really, I'm just a football player. I don't really deal with all. I told y'all all year, like, I really don't, you know, try not to think about too much the contract things and the numbers and all that thing. I just let him do what he does, and Ben did a great job. And all I can say is I'm happy, and I appreciate it a great deal.
How did it feel to put pen to paper this morning?
It felt awesome. It felt really awesome. Like, especially, like I said, this is what I wanted to happen. And for it to really to work out the way it did is, it's, like I said, it's awesome.
You're going to be, I guess, what, 34, 35 at the end of 35 at the end of the deal. How do you feel going in, you know, this age in your career? How do you feel next year?
I feel great. I mean, I feel great. I mean, I feel awesome. Like, I don't really know how to speak for anybody else, but I'm seeing other people my age in this league, and they don't really – I mean, you could look at me. I don't really look like the oldest guy on the team. So, I mean, I don't feel that way either. So, I mean, I'm just lucky to feel this way.
Brent, it could be a pretty active offseason against the team. Was that a concern at all, or did you seek any just what the team plans to do in the offseason?
No, I have great faith in what our organization will do with getting the pieces and getting who they feel like they need so we can be a successful team. Like, we're right there. You know, we had a lot of close games. We ended up 8-8, which is not what we wanted to be. But all our games were close. And we make a few more plays down the stretch. That 8-8 could have easily been 11-5, 10-6, 11-5, even 12-4. And with that record, that's a playoff berth. And then once you get in the playoffs, hey, anything can happen, as you can see. It's time and time again, anything can happen once you make it to the tournament.
Brent, was there any doubt that you were going to sign a multi-year deal? Did you think, I might have to test the free agency market here?
I don't know. I felt great going in because the people here, the organization, like I said, Coach, starting with Coach Philbin, starting with the GM, Dennis Hickey, they made me feel like they wanted me here during the season, and since the season has been over, they made all the steps to make me feel like I've I'm wanted. So I felt like things would go well, but that being said, and it's a business and things can happen that, you know, you didn't expect. So I just, you know, do what I do. I'm a football player. I just come in here, I work out, and let my agent handle the stuff that I'm not good at handling. So, and he did a great job with it.
How much did your comfort level in this scheme, I mean, you picked it up pretty quick, right, out of training camp by the end of the year. Felt like you'd been playing there for a couple of years. How much did that play into, you know, just sticking with that familiarity and coming back?
Coming here, it's football. You know, you cover the guy that's running a route. You try not to let him catch the ball. It's that simple. You know, it's people, you know, try to complicate this game a whole lot. But when it really comes down to it, it's the same game that we've been playing, or I've been playing since I've been a little kid. And if you could keep it simple and just go out there and try to have fun, obviously it's more than, it's a lot going into it. It's a lot of preparation and things. But if you prepare well, when I get out there in the field, it's just about having fun, having a good time. And being that I am comfortable with the coaches and they make me feel great, it was more of a reason for me to just, you know, I wanted to stay here, and I'm extremely happy that it worked out.
Brent, you're arguably the best player on the team, maybe Cam Wake, you know, mm-hmm. You or Cam, but do you think your signing sends a message to other free agents, to the fans? Does it send any kind of message that the Dolphins want to retain talent, or any kind of message at all, you think?
I don't know what message it sends except for they really wanted to keep me here. I can't really speak for what everything it means for everything else, but I know and I'm happy about that they wanted to keep me here, and I'm confident that they will also get the people that they feel like they need to help us take the next steps to be a playoff team next year.
Brent, how do you see the secondary coming together moving forward? I mean, obviously there's a little bit of uncertainty with what Dimitri may do. You got some young guys coming up, second year guys. How do you see the secondary coming together for next season?
Our secondary is a tight-knit group. You know, we got it's obviously some people that are free agents that aren't signed yet, or, you know, we still got to figure stuff out like that, but that's part of the business. But once it's all settled in and the players that I do know will be here, we got a bunch of hardworking guys that want to get better. And that's a lot of the battle right there. If you got guys that want to get better and want to be good football players and will do what it takes to be good football players, then you're halfway there. And I believe that that's going to work out.
Brent, compare your feeling today to when you signed last year coming off the top 2012.
I felt great last year too, but this is even better. But last year it was like, okay, I can get to prove myself again, because I never doubted myself. But just being realistic, coming off an injury, a serious injury that a lot of people had trouble coming back from, that I had to prove myself. So I looked at it like that. They gave me a chance, you know, to come out here and show that I could play this game at a high level. And I did not want to let them down. And that's what drove me all year. And then the fact that they supported me the whole year and made me feel wanted, it made me want to even go even harder. So, like, I'm just extremely happy about this.
You know, you played so well after that injury. Have you talked to people that have had that injury before? Is it usually even the second year after even better?
Yeah, with anything, because it's with any serious injury, it's about once it's healed, it's about building strength and everything like that. So as time goes on, it just gets stronger. So at this point, compared to, I felt good last year, but at this point right now, like, you feel even better because I had a whole, it's going on to be the second year, you know, that I'm rehabbing and getting stronger, but I feel great. So I expect to feel even better this year.
How long after Dennis got the job did he reach out to you or your camp?
Because I've been coming in here working out just about every day. So I would see him around. People ask me, did I see him? And then we just kind of just ran into each other in the hallway. And then we just talked and he expressed how, you know, he liked what he said when he got up here, how he liked what I do. He liked how I play. We used to go against me a lot. And I had some good games against them. And then after that, we had, you know, got together, and he expressed it to my wife and everything, how much they want me here with Coach Philbin, with Coach Lou, with Coach Coyle. So he from day one, I don't know the exact how many days after he became the GM, I don't know, but Dennis did a great job of making me continue the trend of making me feel wanted around here.
Continue to ever had any serious thought about hitting the open market, seeing what was out there?
I don't know. I was just waiting to see what my agent said. Like I said, all I was trying to do was come in here and do my part, and which my part is just stay right, get in shape, be ready, and my agent to handle the rest. Like, if I didn't want to go to free agency, but if it had to happen, then that's what has to happen, and then it didn't, so I don't even want to think about that.
So, Brent, what's the celebration going to be like?
What celebration? For the signing?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I haven't planned it out. Maybe my wife will have something for me. I don't know. Put some pressure on her. Maybe she'll do something for me nice. But she's usually good with things like that. But it'll be cool. I'm just very happy.